And now this is a dictation for Sue, S-U-E, K-9, K-A-N-I-N-E, November 30, 42, address a letter Kaylyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-T-M-A-N, PAC 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Sue, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, elevated calcium, last visit a year ago. Husband passed away in February. She's still grieving but improving. She lives alone, trying to keep herself busy. Was involved in a car accident in July, but no loss of conscious or trauma, negative workup. Denies urinary symptoms, no cloudiness, no blood, no abdominal or back pain, no fever, review system is negative. Medication list review, no calcium or vitamin D, blood pressure, nor VAS, COSAR. Topro. On insulin, short long acting. Just started on Ozempic. Medication that can cause edema will be Norvas and Nurantin. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 150/66. I repeat 150/80. That's on the right side, the large calf. No respiratory distress. Lungs are clear. No arrhythmia. KD, stage 3, stable, no progression, no symptoms, elevated calcium, which is not PTH mediated. At the same time, there has been no symptoms to suggest nephrocalcinosis, stones. There is no increased excretion of calcium in the urine. Nothing to suggest malignancy. For completeness, we're going to do a vitamin D125 and PTH-related peptide, but suspicious is low. Probably she has no family member with the same problem. However, this is behaving more as benign familial hypercalcemia when the excretion of calcium is normal. Continue to monitor. End of dictation.